takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it.
Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up. 3 inches.
Raise 10-0. You can.
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
What do you got?
I heard an interesting story this morning.
Can you speak a little louder?
I heard an interesting story this morning.
You did?
I did. It was on the radio.
Was it on the radio show?
It was on
it will
the
be
radio.
Now.
It's going to be on the Imaginary Radio Show now. I'm stealing this story because I just thought it was interesting. This guy was a big Green Bay Packers fan. And he's old now. He's like 81. He's been to, you know, he's been going for 40 years. And then when he first got the tickets, apparently he didn't have any money to buy the tickets. And season tickets back then, they were expensive, but not, you know, they were like $60, whatever. So he's like, I don't have the money. So he would give blood 4 times a year, and that would pay for his tickets. Because that's how much money blood was going for back then.
Yeah.
So, and he just started doing that all the time. And he did it for like 20 years. And that's how he paid for his tickets, but he always gave blood. 4 times a year, he always gave blood. And then he was taking a physical when he was older, and he was diagnosed with this disease. I don't know the name of the disease, but basically it's when you eat food, the iron isn't processed right. So it kind of collects in the body. I guess we do something with it, and his wasn't. So his iron level was getting high. So he's going to die.
It's like the opposite of anemia.
Yeah, so then the only way that they keep it under control is if they have to take blood out.
Wow.
He's like, I've been giving blood for 20 years.
Oh,
that's why he would die.
Oh, wow.
Because he was giving blood that whole time, and he would have dropped dead. His father died at 41 or 42 of the same disease.
That's crazy.
Wow. And that's the reason he made it to that doctor. The doctor just happened to notice it.
Wow.
Whoa, thank goodness he was a football fan.
I know, he would have died. Because he kept giving blood, and I guess that's just made him live.
And what football team was it?
Green Bay Packers.
So, like, they should, like, you know, he has to them to thank.
Yeah. Hemochromatosis?
Maybe.
Wow.
Something like that.
Apparently, if that's what the internet says, then it must be true.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you not hear the question mark at the end of my of my word? Yeah, hemochromatosis, also known as genetic iron poisoning or iron overload, a little known condition that affects the blood, blah, 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 blah.
Sounds like it.
Got to move for the Green Bay Packers and you're fine.
There you go.
That's cool.
That was an interesting story. I didn't understand where it was going. Because he was just talking about giving blood to pay for tickets. And I'm like, guys are, you know, big football.
Imagine being a sperm donor.
Yeah. Great.
It would have been probably a more entertaining story in a different way.
So they used to pay for giving blood, I guess
they still do, but
certain places
certain
do,
places
yeah.
Do. Like,
a lot of places want you to give it for charity.
Yeah.
And then they give you a cookie and a juice box afterward.
Get orange juice, it's good. All right.
Not me, I'm scared to death of needles, never given blood.
Oh, really?
I can't get blood. I pass out. Not mentally, like I'm nervous. It's just I have that blood withdrawn. I get dizzy. And
me, I just don't. I just don't like. I hate needles. Like I will avoid it at any cost. Like I haven't gotten a tetanus shot so many times, and I probably should have. I was talking, I think we already went over that when I was talking about the tetanus shots. But I will avoid it at any cost. I will find excuses why not to get needles.
You'll never get a booster shot. Do you remember booster shots?
Yeah, yeah.
It goes so fast, it's like they you don't even feel it. But then 10 minutes later, you're like,
flu shots. Not the flu shot I got this year.
You couldn't move your arm.
I couldn't move my arm.
Yeah, I remember that.
Holy crap! It felt like somebody just punched me full speed.
Then we had a kid.
For a week, and I'm like, I couldn't lift my arm up. And I was like, oh my god! And then I got it this year. I said, go ahead, let's see what happens. And it was fine this year.
Oh, really? So maybe they hit a different nerve or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that hurt. I got 7 needles in my face the other day. You would have loved it. Oh, you would have enjoyed it.
They numbed you up good.
Yeah, my tooth wasn't getting numb. I had my tooth out, and my tooth wasn't getting numb because it was infected. So she's like, oh, oh boy, no. Give you some stuff. So she just the first shot goes, and that's the one I heard because you're not numb.
Right. Yeah. Can they put any topical on?
Yeah, they put that stuff doesn't do shit. Much, that doesn't.
It just anything. Makes your face feel funny. It doesn't.
It tastes like mint.
I agree
she's
with
giving
you.
Giving me a breath mint.
I agree.
That's what she's doing. It doesn't. No, I heard it go into my cheek. Like into my gum. I heard like a little rip.
I'm
like, ugh. And then
gross.
And once again, numb. I kept pushing on him. Like, it's not numb. She's got to take this thing out. It's got to be numb, or that's got to hurt.
Yeah.
So she's like, all right. She takes this is needle 7. I counted them. Oh, God. By the 7th time, like, it's still not numb. So then she was really getting in there. She's numb now? Do you feel this? Because she's pushing on it. And wherever she pushes and you feel the pain is where she's going to give you the shot.
Right.
So she's pushing. You feel this? You feel this? I'm like, guys, here, take this. And it finally went away. I'm like, just take it out. If it hurts, if I start screaming, stop.
That was a root canal?
No, it was just
a pulse. Removal.
Yeah, it's the old... Bye-bye.
I got it. And then you feel that pressure?
Yeah, she's like, you're going to feel a little pressure. And then she's just... At first, she comes in with about to an ice pick. I'm like, wait a minute. Do you have special tools for this? And she's just jabbing at it. It was in two pieces. Like, it was, like, in half. She wanted to try to get it out in one piece. And she's just jamming at it. I'm like, oh, my God. I feel like I got punched in the face. And then she took the real tools. You got to be strong to be a
You have to be strong. And,
yeah, and this girl was just a little, you know... Like wafy, kind of, you know.
Dainty.
Like, she was very dainty.
Dainty is what saves me from needles now, because I've given blood before, and it hurts so bad, and I hate it. And they changed the, I don't know if it's guidelines or whatever, but the, like how much you have to weigh. And I used to weigh enough, and now I don't weigh enough, even though my weight didn't change. The guidelines did, so now I don't weigh enough to give blood. I don't have to worry about the needles anymore. Yay!
I got one of my teeth pulled. Not too long ago, and I know exactly what you're talking about, but I'll tell you, Dr. Kenny in Hamilton, he's really good. I never had to do anything more than a shot of Novocaine. Didn't have to go under anything. He pulled it out, didn't hurt. Next day, didn't hurt. I love that dentist. And also because he doesn't charge a lot either, like $130 to take out a tooth, which is relatively cheap because... I was seeing another dentist, and he said, well, if that guy did a real good job, I'll refer you back to him for that. So when I came back to my dentist, they were like, how much did he charge you? And I said, $137. And they said, was that the copay? I said, no, that was the whole thing. They said, and they were like, whoa, we would have charged like $400 to do that.
Wow.
I was like, are you joking? Like, that's a lot of money. But also, I recently had a crown put in right on my front tooth here. And the doctor gave me Novocaine. And I hate Novocaine only because I hate having my face numb, especially when they do the front, because then your lips are all numb and everything. But they had to. There was no way it was going to be a big, long, painful procedure. I asked him, how long should I be numb for? He said, no more than 4 to 5 hours. Literally 20 hours of numbness. It did not go away. The next day I woke up and my face was still like... completely like putty feeling. It was like,
you're all drooling on the pillow.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, this is crazy. That was the most, because I couldn't eat, because I couldn't hold like food in my mouth. It was just like dribbling everywhere.
I couldn't drink when I got home because you could feel the one side of the can.
Yeah, exactly.
The other side couldn't. I'm in my head and I'm like, something's wrong.
And you can't use a straw.
You can't use a straw.
No. It's the worst thing. I hate getting tooth work done. That's my least favorite.
I cannot
favorite
get that nitrous
dentist
oxide at all.
Oh, really?
Last time I had my mouth worked on in that way, I was a kid, and they put me under. They couldn't wake me up. They were like, you know,
oh,
some
dear
people just
come back.
Well, seriously, it was like, I saw the light. I saw a tunnel.
Don't
outside
outside the light.
Oh, crap.
Well, it was like completely black, and I'm floating, and I remember thinking to myself, I think I went to the dentist today, and where am I? It was like completely black.
Wow.
Next thing I know, I see like this long tunnel of light at the end, and it's just like spinning, and then boom, it stopped, and I was back in the room.
That's weird.
And it was really weird, and they said that like my mother heard them from the other room, like going, Sherry, wake up, you know? And
wow,
it was like, some people can't do it. It's very
I only
deadly
ever had it once. The nitrous oxide, when I had my wisdom teeth pulled, I had all four done at once. And I remember they gave me the nitrous oxide, and then they were going to give me the IV. And IVs are, I've had bad experiences with them. So I had the nitrous oxide, and I remember saying to them, am I talking funny? Because it sounded to me like I was talking like, but mm-hmm. they were like, no, you're talking perfectly normal. Yeah. And then I remember they picked up my hand and they started to put the IV in, and I felt it. I still felt it. I was like, oh, stop it. And then that was it. I was out.
Yeah. My dad had some dental work done, and they gave him some, they gave him the same thing. And they said that it was hard for him to come back too. So mm-hmm. they told him, like, when they, next time you have dental work done, just tell them, like,
yeah.
don't give you too much, because, like, you go the other way.
Uh-huh.
So my dad goes to the dentist, and he's like, all right, don't give it to me, because, like, I'll go the other way. Like, and the dentist looked at him like, what are you talking about?
Start batting for the other team.
Yeah. I'm like, Dad, you got to tell him the whole story. You can't just tell him you're going to go the other way. It's not good.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
I had a tooth pulled, and it's like you said, you're expecting these fancy tools and this procedure, and it's not. The dentist gets right in my mouth, and he's like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
And it's out. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, we're going to tie it to the doorknob? Like, yeah, exactly. What's the step above that?
It's like, it's still a pair of pliers, yeah. but yeah. they're designed to pull a tooth, you know,
like,
but it's still a pair
head,
of pliers.
I'm like, oh, yeah. that's my head. Bracing his arm and stuff. I'm like, are you kidding? Like, that's what it was. I was so surprised.
Yeah. I kind of knew what they did, but I never had it done.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, at least it's interesting.
Did you ever have an emergency root canal?
Never had a root canal.
I'm getting a filling, and suddenly the dentist says, "That we have to go, emergency root canal, emergency root canal." And, like, they call, like, two other people in. I'm like, what is going on? Like, am I dying?
It's like a toxic, like, spill. Like, we have to contain this
alert,
now.
Alert, red alert, like, emergency root canal, like, and so I had a
DEF CON 5.
I don't know.
What was so emergent about it?
I was going to say, what would have been so deadly?
I guess they saw, like, something that, like, they wanted to get out through the root or something. I don't know. But emergency root canal. Unbelievable.
Scary.
No, it was scary, but it was nothing. I didn't feel anything. It was like a regular filling.
That's good.
Yeah, some people, yeah.
Okay.
There's another classic.
There we go.
Yeah.
Wise wisdom words. Brian.
May I get a cup?
My mouth hurts. Leave me alone.
I can't talk
on the show.
And now for some music from the WAG. Possession is bleeding. You know everyone will tell you so. Gotta find the thing and get a little brass ring and be like Neo. And all this competing, who would love to tell you the one with the most wins? Get a job on the phone overhead and make it known you'll be the CEO. Say your heart's bleeding. Can you honestly tell me you don't put a price on our love? If you say I can't compete with the people that you meet with, then I'll see ya. I know I'm repeating. I can tell by the way that you're rolling your eyes at me. Like a time that's a blind, that you call me up and I'm a number. Yeah.
Remember when you were a kid with your first tape recorder and you just recorded yourself and your friends being stupid? Yeah, that's pretty much this show.
I thought it was kind of fun. Like, as soon as the pain was gone, it becomes, like, interesting. It's like watching a medical show, but in your mouth. So I was like, well, this is interesting. And you feel them pulling it out. She's like, almost done, couple more seconds. And then when she pulls the tooth out, then she's going in there and, like, cleaning stuff up. I don't know if she's cutting nerves or what she's doing. But you just hear snip, 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 and you just feel a little pressure. It's fun.
You know, I had three sets of canine teeth.
Really?
Well, after my baby teeth fell out, my canine teeth grew in, and then both of them started to get overgrown by more canine teeth, so I had to have those pulled so the third set could come down.
Wow, yeah.
Which is really, really, really strange. the dentist is like, what are you, a shark? Like, you know, what?
Emergency root canal.
He said that does happen, but it's rare.
Yeah, I think my dad's friend or something.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.